But before that, thank you, Helen, let's go back to Steve Cowley, who is from the Culham Fusion Science Centre in Oxfordshire. And he's also the person who's one of the driving forces now behind ITER, which is the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, which the guys talking to Mira were mentioning. They said size is important, Steve, and this certainly is big, certainly big budget. This is our best bet yet of trying to make fusion a reality, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a fabulous experiment to be involved in, because it's going to produce 500 megawatts of fusion power. That's when you think that a typical power station is about a gigawatt, so about twice that. This is incredible. This is getting to industrial scale of fusion power. It's really showing that we can do it and that we're getting there. It won't actually produce any electricity, but it'll get us right to the very edge of being able to produce electricity with fusion.
So could you just paint us a picture of what actually is ITER, how will it work, and how will you get the energy that the fusion reaction makes out in the future to make things like electricity?
So in the fusion reaction, out comes a neutron. And so ITER will be a great big donut. It's a ring donut shape. It has 6 meters radius of that donut. And it will produce the fusions in the middle of that ring, and they will come out. The energy will come out as this neutron. Now, the neutron doesn't get captured by the magnetic field because it doesn't have any charge. And so it comes out and it comes into the wall. In an energy-producing reactor, we have something in the wall called a blanket. In the blanket, the neutron hits actually lithium in the blanket. It makes tritium, which is the fuel you put back in again. And it makes energy, which you extract as heat. And you drive a normal turbine out of that heat. In fact, in the world, there's so much lithium and deuterium that we'll be able to run fusion reactors for millions of years.
Assuming that we can get them working.
Yes.
where actually in France is this happening, and what stage of the build are you now at?
It's being built near Aix-en-Provence, so a nice part of France, actually.
Good wines there.
Yes, a nice rosé, near Calarache. It's going to take about 10 years to build. So during that time, JET will continue to operate at Culham, and we're hoping to break all our records in the near future, actually get more fusion power out of JET than we got in the 90s.
Let's hope it works. Thanks, Steve. This is The Naked Scientist. We're talking about the science of fusion power, and also we'll be talking about what you should do when you put your grape in the microwave. Andrew in Cambridge has warned, don't leave your microwave on for more than 15, I thought he was going to say minutes, but it says 15 seconds. So don't zap your grape for more than 15 seconds. You should be able to see the effect with that long. Helen.